Kedushin Midin Evet Shtaini. Helech Mona Veskat Shilatfoni Mekdeshes Midin Evet Shtaini. Evet Shtaini Lavach Agav Lakachos Velamidi Kakoni Nafshe. Hagavanam Yavagav Lakachos Velamidi Kakoni Lolahai Itza. That if a third party gives ma'os, gives mamon to the woman, and he says a skatshi leploni, the kiddushin works. Aye, but the baal is not choser anything. The Gemara says that in Evet Knaini is the same. The Evet Knaini can go out lecheres, he can be kona himself, even though he gives nothing to the adam. A third party, the kesef shel acherin, the Evet Knaini can go out lecheres. So we see that even if the kona is not the one who's giving the money, he's loko choser lomidi, kinyan kesef can still be kona. We mentioned that there's a machlokes rishonim. What is the case talking about? What's the situation that the din Evet Knaini can teach me that there can be kiddushin even if the kohen is not getting kesef? Rashi writes, we're talking about a situation where the third party is actually a shliach of the baal. The third party is a shliach of the baal, but the chinish din is that even though the kesef is not shel habaal, it's shel hashlishi, it can still work. That's the chinish. That Evet Knaini is not giving his own kesef. Mashakana Evet Kana Rabo, he can't give his own kesef. There's a third party giving it. That's the chiddush over here too, that even though the baal is not the one who's giving the kesef to the woman, there's a third party giving, but it still works. That's the chiddush of the Gemara according to Rashi. That there really is a shlichus here, but the chiddush is that the kesef doesn't have to be shel hakone, it can belong to a third party. And we discussed this at great length. There are many sources for this halacha that when it comes to kiddushin, the kesef doesn't actually have to belong to the baal. We don't follow the nosim, we follow the makabel, we follow the isha. The key is she deriving benefit from the maos, from the suri hanah, whatever the kesef kiddushin is, she has to be makabel, she has to derive benefit from the item. It doesn't matter that the item isn't shove a kesef to the baal, as long as she's deriving benefit from it, that's fine. And how do I know that? The Radvaz, Evet Knaini teaches me that halom. That Evet Knaini is not giving the money in order to acquire himself. Nevertheless, there's a kinyan kesef. So too, the baal doesn't really have to give money that shavah pruta for him. As long as he's manzi hanoah to the woman, as long as he avails her of hanoah, then that's enough for her to be mekudeshes. That's Rashi. That's the sugya according to Rashi. Comes the Ritva and says, no, that's not what the case is talking about. The case is not talking about where the middleman is a shliach. The acher, the shlishi, is a shliach. No. He's not a shliach. He's not a shliach. But the chiddush is that nesinas acher is choshev kinesinasa. That if the acher, even though he's not a shliach, he's not a shliach of the baal, but his nesinas mo'os is going to count as if the baal is giving mo'os. That's the chiddush din that we see in the Gemara, according to the Ritva. But he's not a shliach. The Ritva apparently assumes that if the middleman were a shliach, there's no chiddush over here. What, the kesef doesn't have to belong to the kona, can belong to the shliach? That's not a chiddush. Zok the Ritva. That's not a chiddush. Must be that the middleman, the third party, is not a shliach. Now I need a chiddush din to tell me that even though he's not a shliach, his nesina is like the nesina of the baal. That's not a big chiddush. That the nesina of a third party can be viewed as the nesina of the baal even though he's not a shliach? He's a shliach, I can hear that his nesina relates to the baal. But if he's not a shliach, how can that be? So that's the chiddush din. Evet Knaini teaches me that the nesina of the third party is treated as like a nesina of the kona. Okay, that's the Ritva's pshat in the Gemara, that it's not shlichus. Nevertheless, the nesina of the third party can work. The question is, why did the Ritva feel compelled to say what he said? Why couldn't he just learn like Rashi that really, we're talking about shlichus, but Evet Knaini teaches me that the kesef doesn't have to be shalakona. That's all. Simple pshat in the Gemara, right? It is talking about a shlichus. That is a normal pshat in the Gemara, because whenever you're talking about a third party doing a ma'aseh kiddushin, stama, he is a shlichus. It's not such a strange idea that Rashi introduces that we're talking about a shlichus. But just say that Evet Knaini teaches me that the kesef doesn't have to be shalakona. It's a pretty big chiddush. Why did the Ritva want to learn like that? So there are two approaches that they say to try to explain what's the dispute in the Rishon. The Ritva felt compelled to say that Evet Knaini must be talking about a situation where he's not a shliach. Because if he were a shliach, then there's really no chiddush that the kesef doesn't have to belong to the kohen. One approach is that the Ritva is taking a stand on the nature of shlichus. He's taking a stand on the nature of shlichus, and that pushed him into his position. What do I mean? We know that shlucho shel adam kemosam. There's a yisod that a shliach is like a mishaleach. Big sugyas in the beginning of the second parak. Maybe mitzvah will get to some of those sugyas towards the end of this semester. We'll see, at some point maybe we'll shift to the second parak. Schachas, have a new beginning. We'll do a little bit in shlichas and zchia. But that's the halacha that we all know. Shlucho shel adam kemosam. What's the nature of such a halacha? The shliach is kemosam. The shaleach appoints the shliach, and the shliach is kemosam. What does that mean? So this is the old question. Whenever you have an equation that Chazal drew up, you have to ask yourself, is it a literal equation? Is he literally kemosam? Or does he have the same din as kemosam? Does one have the same, do both halachas have the same rules? Or is one literally like the other? L'moshel, shomea ka'ona. Right? That's our classical example. Shomea ka'ona, someone who listens to a shliach tzibur, someone who listens to someone reciting Kiddush, he's yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. Right? He listens to a shliach tzibur saying Kiddusha, he can be yotzei the mitzvah of saying Kiddusha. How does that work? Is it as if the shomea is medaber mamish? Or is he not medaber? It's just shomea ka'ona introduces a new way to be yotzei. You can be yotzei b'dibur, and you can be yotzei b'shmiya. By linking oneself up to someone who's being yotzei a mitzvah shebedibur, you can also be yotzei with shmiya. Not that we view it as though you said the Kiddush, you didn't say the Kiddush, but you listened to Kiddush. Oh, there's a new way that you can be yotzei Kiddush. If you listen to Kiddush, that also counts. Nafkamina being, let's say a person is in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and the tzibur gets up to Kiddusha, is he supposed to stop in the middle of the Shemona Esrei to listen? If you hold Shomea Ka'ona means Shomea Ka'ona Mamish, then you should not listen, because then you'll be mafsek. Just go on your merry way. We pass them that it's not a Dibur Mamish. And therefore it really is appropriate to stop and listen. To listen to the Kiddusha, to try to be Yotze Kiddusha. Because you're not going to be mafsek in the middle of your tefillah, but rather you'll link up to someone else, to the Shliach Tzibur who sang Kiddusha, and you'll be Yotze reciting Kiddusha. And that's in terms of Shomea Ka'ona. So now, Shlucho Shel Adam Kemosa. The Shliach is like a Mishalech. Vos meint das? What does that mean, that your shliach is like a mishalech? Does it mean that we know that the mishalech has to do a certain maisa? Let's say a maisa kiddushin, a maisa gerushin. He has to do a maisa kiddushin. So maybe the shliach's maisa relates back to the mishalech. When the shliach does the maisa, it's as if the mishalech did the maisa. That's one way to look at it. That the maisa of the shliach relates back to the mishalech, and it's as if the mishalech did the maisa. Or the other way to look at it is that if the mishaleach gives his koach to the shliach, then the shliach is b'mokom habaylin. He's kemoso mamish. The first thought is that the shliach is not kemoso mamish. He's not the mishaleach. He's a shliach. He's a shliach. He does his maisa. But his maisa relates back to the mishaleach, and we treat it as if the mishaleach did the maisa. That's what shlichus is trying to do. To link a mishaleach to a shliach, when the shliach does the maisa, we work it back to the mishaleach, we treat it as if the mishaleach did the maisa. Who's doing this maisa kiddushin? What's creating the chalos kiddushin? The mishaleach is doing the maisa. Through the agency of shlichus, through the proxy, we can make it seem, right? Halachically, we can make it as if the mishaleach is doing the maisa, even though he didn't lift the hand. That's what shlichus does. It makes it as if a mishaleach is doing the maisa, even though he didn't lift the hand. It's his maisa. It's his chalos. It's his maisa. It's all his. The shliach just gives him the maisa. Or should I say no? The mishalech is most akar to the shliach. And now the shliach has a life unto his own, right? He's like the mishalech. He has all the koach here. But just one second. He's not getting a wife. It's the mishalech who gets the wife. Of course, the chalos relates back to the mishalech, but not the mice. The mice is the mice of the shliach. The chalos is the mishaleach's chalos. He's the baal. Right? He becomes the baal through this maisa kiddushin. But who did the maisa kiddushin? Not the mishaleach. The shliach did the maisa. The shliach did the maisa, but the concept of shlichus tells me that when a shliach does a maisa, the chalos relates back to the mishaleach and makes the woman mekudeshes to him, to the mishaleach, not to the shliach. Interesting. Both pshatim relate something back to the mishaleach, but the question is, what is related back? Who is actually doing the maisa? The first part is that through shlichus, the mishaleach is doing the maisa. The maisa of the shliach is relating back to the mishaleach. It's as if the mishaleach did the maisa. The second pshat is saying, no. The shliach did the maisa. The chalos relates back. Gufa shliach is like gufa mishaleach. He's the bialim, b'makom bialim koi. But the chalos doesn't relate to the shliach. He's not the baal. He's the baalin. He's in control of the maisa. He's the one who's doing the maisa. But he's not the baal of the isha. The baal of the isha is the mishalach. The chalos relates back to the mishalach. But the maisa is the maisa of the shliach. These are the two approaches.
Let's
chart
it out.
Shlucho
shalad mekemos. I'm there. The Maisa Shliach is treated like the Maisa the Mshaleach. Mshaleach does the Maisa. The Shliach is just doing the physical act, but the halachic act is the Mshaleach's. Or no. Shliach the Makom Bailim Kar. Shliach b'makom b'ayin b'makom mishaleach kari. Kemo so mamish. Shliach ose hamaisa. Shliach ose hamaisa. V'chalos. Is misyaches to the mishaleach. The chalos is misyaches, not the maisa. The maisa is the maisa, the shliach, because he's the makom bailim koin. The chalos relates back, but the maisa is actually the maisa of the shliach. That's the difference. According to the first chart, the maisa is not the maisa of the shliach. He does the physical act, but the maisa is the mishaleach's maisa. According to the second chart, no, shliach is the makom bailim koin. The shliach is the one who's doing the maisa. The chalos relates back to the mishaleach. It's an afghani, it sounds like a very fancy Torah, but what's an afghani? Who really cares? This is a ktos. The ktos is in the kuf peches of cotton days, one of the top 10. I don't know if it's top 5, but it's pretty famous. I mean, anyone who's been in the shul for a couple of years has probably heard this at least once, maybe even twice. It's talking about one of the most classical ktos. The ktos mentions in Machlokas the Torah and the Rambam, about Gerushim, not about Kiddushim, but about Gerushim. What's the din if a mishaleach appoints a shliach and then he becomes a shofet? He's mentally incapable of divorcing his wife. Chayr shofet v'katan don't have das, so he doesn't have das to divorce his wife. But he made someone a shliach to divorce his wife before he became a shofet. What's the din? Min haTorah, this individual, this mishaleach, could not divorce his wife right now. But he set something into motion. He set a shlichus into motion. So do we say once he has set the shlichus into motion, min haTorah, it works? Or do we say, no, once the mishaleach became a shota, before the maisa gerushin took place, it's not going to work. The whole shlichus is batal. What's the din? So the ktos quotes from the Torah, that min haTorah the shlichus is batal once the mishaleach becomes a shota. It's over. It can't work. The Rambam says, no, it's only a psul derabban. Shema yomru shota bar gerushin. It looks funny. Looks strange that there's a mishaleach who now is a shota. Everyone knows that at the time of the gerushin, the mishaleach, the baal, was a shota. So if we allow the shliach to carry on, even though technically min haTorah it should work, the shliach should be able to carry on. It looks funny. Yomu shota bar gerushin hu. They'll say that the mishaleach was now a shota, divorced his wife. So in a different case where there won't be a shlichus, people will think that a shota can divorce his wife. So Chazal say, Midrabbanan, they say, even though Me'ikar Adin, really the Shlichus should be able to continue, Midrabbanan, Chazal say that we don't want the Shlichus to continue, they say that you can't divorce the wife. What's the Machlokas, the Torah and the Rambam? So it says the Ktos, they're arguing Lachor about this issue. The Torah assumes that even when you have a Shlichus, who's doing the real Maisa? Who's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, Maisa Gerushin? The Mishaleach. He assumes like the first time. The Mishaleach is doing the Maisa, halachically. The Shliach does the physical Maisa, but the Maisa relates back to the Mishaleach. It's as if the Mishaleach did the Maisa. Can a Shota do a Maisa Gerushin? No, it's ridiculous. It's impossible. So if you still have to relate the Maisa back to the Mishaleach, even when you have a Shlichus, min haTorah, the Shlichus can't work once the Mishaleach becomes a Shota, before the Maisa. Because a Maisa of a Shota is not going to be a Maisa. So even though the physical act is done by the Shliach, but the Mishaleach actually does the Maisa halachically. The Maisa relates back to the Mishaleach. And if he's a Shota, he can't do the Maisa Gerushin.
So therefore, me'ikar adin, it can't work. That's the tour.
The rabbi says, no. Shlichus doesn't relate the maisa back to the mishalach. It only relates the chalos.
The shliach is koi b'makom b'aylim. The mishalach was most according to the shliach. Now the shliach is doing the maisa gerishin. The chalos relates back to the mishalach. He's the one who's divorcing his wife. But not the maisa. The maisa is the maisa of the shliach.
So the Rambam holds, me'ikar adin, it really should still work.
Even though the Mishalayah became a shota, so what? He already was most according to the Shliach. The Shliach is going to do the Maisa Gerishin. And the Chalos can relate back to a shota. Why can't the Chalos relate back to a shota? He's not doing anything. If the shota is doing a Maisa, halachically, that's not going to work. But if the shota is not doing a Maisa, then the Chalos can relate back to him. Me'ikar adin, it really should work. Midrabbana and Chazal say, Shemiyam was shota by Gerishin, who the Chachamim said it shouldn't work. After Machlokas, the Rambam in the Torah says the Ketzonis. He says, what's the nafkamina between these two approaches? They both say that by Gerishin, if the Mishaleh becomes a Shota, it's not going to work, right? But he says the nafkamina would be by Momen. Let's say a Mishaleh made a Shliach to sell his karka, right? To do Mekach u'Memkeh for him. And then the Mishaleh becomes a Shota. Does that Shlichus still work? If you hold it, the reason why by Gerishin it doesn't work is it's a Din D'Rabban and Shemir Yom Shota by Gerishin, who... So that's a concern by Gerishin, but that's not a concern by Dinei Mamonis. So according to the Rambam, if the Mishaleach was Nishtata, the Shliach should still be able to be Poel, because the Mishaleach sent him on a mission. But according to the Tur, if the Mishaleach becomes a Shota, the Shliach can't do anything, because the whole point of the Shlichus is to relate the Maisa back to the Mishaleach. A Shota can't do Mekach HaMemker either. So once the Mishnah becomes a Shota, so then the whole Shlichus is batal, according to the Tur. And the Ketzos goes further. He talks about the Gemara in Gittin. How can the Gemara say that Ein Get La'achar Misa? Right, according to the Rambam, there should be a Get La'achar Misa. Maybe it's a Din D'Rabbanan, but Ein Get La'achar Misa seems like it's not Shayach that there should be a Get La'achar Misa. Why not? If the shliach has been mokum bailim koi, so then maybe he should be able to give a get to the wife even after the mishaleach dies. Even after the mishaleach dies. How can a dead man divorce his wife? Maybe. Maybe he could divorce his wife. So you would say, well, who really cares? He's dead anyway, so she can marry anyone. So what's the point? What's the point?
Yibum.
She shouldn't be zakuka liyava. Right? If they don't have any children, so then she's going to have to do yibum or do chalitza. She can't just marry anyone. So there's a big toeles in letting the shliach give the get. Does it work? So the Gemara says no. The Mishnah actually given says no. Why not? According to the Rambam, why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't it work? Shema yomu meis bar gerishin? Come on. Why are we so concerned about that? No one's going to think that a dead man can divorce his wife. He's not going to divorce his wife. But if he created a shlichus beforehand, then maybe the shlichus should talk of work. It says the Ketzos no. L'achar misa, there's no get for a different reason. You can't give a get unless you're severing ishus. After Misa, there is no ishus over here. So there's no meaning to the gerishin. It's a different issue. The shlichus really still exists. The shlich has a koach to do gerishin, but there's no point to the gerishin. You can't do gerishin if there's no ishus. So after death, there's no ishus. So that's why ain't get lachar Misa. It's a different halach. But these are two approaches that the Ketzos offers for shluchos shel kenosa. That either the mice of the shliach relates back to the mishaleach. We treat it as though the mishaleach did the mice himself. Well, no, the mice doesn't relate back. The shliach did the mice. The chalos relates back to the mishaleach. But the bala mice is really the shliach because he's koi b'makom b'aylim. Question.
Can you explain one more time what the difference is? What's the chashash of the Rambam that by gerishin it wouldn't work the Rabbanan, but
what doesn't work? If the mishaleach becomes a shota. Because Shemer Yomu Shota Bar Gerishin. They'll think that if a person becomes a Shota and he divorces his wife, that get is a good get. Not through Shlichus. He becomes a Shota and divorces his wife. People will think that a Shota is a Bar Gerishin. They won't realize the only reason that this Gerishin of a Shota worked is because he put something into motion before he became a Shota. He gave the Shliach a Koach to divorce his wife. That's why it made it different. People will think he's a shota, he's divorcing his wife. The gerishin is chal, so they'll think even without a shlichus, the shota can divorce his wife.
Why is that concerned not by Moen also? A shota can do mekach u'memkeh.
People will think a shota can do
Is that really such a problem? Is that such a concern for us? So he'll do mekach u'memka. I mean, what's the problem? It's only a mumminous issue. If people will think a shlut is a bar gerushin, so then this woman who's an ashes ish will marry someone else. Mamzerus can result. This is a much more significant issue. So to say that shlut is a bar gerushin, we want to be very, very far from that. But mekach u'memka, okay, no, shema yomru. So what? And if they say, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? He'll lose his money. You know, it's not like he's not going to get money for his field. We'll say that the mekach u'memka is valid. Okay, asma, it's not such a big deal. So that chashash, when that's so concerning. Yes?
According to the Rambam, can the mishlech go back? Like if he sends the shalich to go do something for him and then he gives that same thing to someone else in the meantime?
The din is that the mishlech can be mevatel, the shlichus. Before the shliach actually does the shlichus, the mishaleach can't be mevata the shlichus.
If the shliach becomes the mishaleach, so then...
He becomes the mishaleach, le'inyan said that he has the koach to do the mice. But if the mishaleach, if before he does the mice, the mishaleach says, you're no longer a shliach, so the mishaleach still is in control of the shliach, right? He's holding him on a string, right? But that string is very powerful, right? It gives koach to the shliach. But if the mishaleach severs that string, if he severs the ties, so then it's not going to work. There's a whole discussion how he can be mevatel the shliach. Does he have to do it b'fnei bezdin? Are we afraid that the shliach's not going to know? Especially in the case of gerushin, right? The Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak of Gittin talks about that. But it's not so poshut. We don't want a mishaleach to be mevatel the shlichus shalom b'fnei hashliach, because then the shliach will divorce the wife. She won't even realize she's not divorced. So that's a different issue. But he can be mevatel the shlichus if he wants. Yes. If it's the mice of the mishalech, mitzvah bo yosef mi b'shlucho. I guess you have to say that mitzvahs are different. This is talking about a chalos. This is not talking about mitzvahs. Right? By mitzvahs, to get someone else to do a mitzvah for me. Is his mitzvah going to be my mitzvah? Or if someone else does a mitzvah for me, if someone else gives staka for me, right? If someone else is going to... He's saying the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak applies it to Kiddushin. You know what? Let's wait till we get to the beginning of the second parak and we'll talk about your question. Okay? It's a good question. We'll try to get back to it, Mitzvah Shem. Okay? Yes?
How would the Rambam deal with cases... Like the Gemara brings up where someone appoints a shliach and then they're mevatel a shliach. Shouldn't it be once the shliach starts to go, so it's gone?
I hear an echo. That's a question that was raised before. I think the idea is that the mishaleach can be mevatel the shlichus. The shlich is b'makom b'ilim koi only if the shlichus is kayim. But if the mishaleach is mevatel his shlichus, so then it's batel. It's not that the shlich has a life of his own and there's no recourse. The shliach still has recourse until the shliach does the maisa. But when he does the maisa, the shliach is not doing the maisa to relate back to the mishaleach. He's doing his own maisa. He has a koach. If that koach is batel, so then the shliach doesn't have the koach to do the maisa anymore. It's not a stira. If the koach of the shliach is batel before he does the maisa, so then the shliach's maisa is meaningless. But if his koach is not nisbatel, if the mishaleach was not mevatel the koach of the shliach, then the shliach has all the koach. All the power to him, right? He has all the koach that the mishaleach gave him previously. Yes, no, maybe? Maybe.
Hard to understand.
There are two halachas. First, that the mishaleach gives a koach to the shliach, but secondly, that the mishaleach can still be mevatel the ability of the shliach to do something until the shliach actually functions. You're saying the Rambam should be understood in such an expansive way that once the mishaleach appoints a shliach, it's out of the mishaleach's control. It's out of the mishaleach's control completely. The Gemara says that's not true. The Gemara says that you can be mevatel shliach. So clearly, even the Rambam agrees to that, right? So he must say that there is koach given to the shliach, but only if he acts. Until he acts, the mishaleach can cancel that koach. And if he cancels the koach, then the shliach no longer has the ability to act. How does this all relate to us? We're talking about Kiddushin here. Evet Knaini, well, what's the connection? So the Sefer Tiferes Yerushalayim, one of the Perushim on the Mishnayos Yochanan Boaz, so he has short comments on the Mishnayos, but sometimes he has longer comments. These are not on the side, because they're too long to put on the side of the Mishnayos. But there is a separate Sefer He wrote a separate sefer that was published in the back of the Mishnayos. And some of these long pieces never made it to the side of the Mishnayos because they're too long. So in Gittin, in Os Lamed Dalid, he quotes from Shlomo Le'eger, who wanted to say that the Machlokas Rashi and the Ritvan, Ayahuas Sugya, relates to the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Tur of that the Ketos HaChoshen quotes. But Rashi and the Ritva are disagreeing about the nature of the Din Shlichas. Why? What's the Machlokas? Shlomo Le'eger says, Rashi holds the limited approach to Shlichas. Rashi holds like the Tur, that Shlichas makes it that the real Osa HaMaisa is the Mishaleach. The Mishaleach is the one who's doing the Maisa. The Mishaleach is doing the Maisa. So said Rashi, it makes sense that Kiddushin Midin Evet Knaini can be talking about a case where the Baal made a Shliach, and I still need a Chiddush over here. Since the Baal is the one who's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, because through Shlichus Rashi holds it's as if the Mishaleach did the Maisa, the Baal is doing the Maisa, and yet the Kesef belongs to the Shliach, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that the Baal can do the Maisa and the Kesef can belong to the Shliach. Even though the Shliach is doing the act of Kiddushin, but Shlichus Shalom Kamoso relates the Maisa back to the Mishaleach. So we treat it as if the Mishaleach did the Maisa. If the Mishaleach did the Maisa, how can the Kesef belong to the Shliach? There's a split here, right? If the Mishaleach is doing the Maisa, it's mistaba that the Baal Maisa has to be using his own kesef. The kona, right? The balamaisa has to be using his own kesef. How can the shliach be providing the kesef for the mishaleach maisa? Comes the din of Evet Knaini and says, no, even though the Evet Knaini is kona himself, right? Through the kesef that's being given to the Odom, the Evet Knaini is being kona himself, but the kesef is not coming from the Evet, it's coming from someone else. So from there you see that the kesef doesn't have to belong to the Bala Maisa, to the one that the Maisa is affecting. It can belong to a third party. That's Rashi. Comes the Ritva and says, you misunderstood the concept of Shlichus. If Shlichus means what you think it means, then Takei Nachanami, I can understand what you say. But Zok the Ritva, I hold that Shlichus is like the Rambam. The Shliach is the Makom Bailim Koi. That means that when the Shliach does the Maisa, it doesn't relate back to the Mishaleach. The Chalos relates to the Mishaleach. Second approach. The Maisa is the Maisa of the Shliach, says the Ritva. The Mishaleach gives the Koach to the Shliach. Now the Shliach does a Maisa, but relates the Chalos Kiddushin back to the Mishaleach. Zok the Ritva, if that's what Shlichus means, then what's the Chiddush over here? The Chiddush is that the Shliach can use his own money, but he's the Bala Maisa. So if he's the Bala Maisa, of course he can use his money. The rule is that the Bala Maisa has to use his money. But if the Shliach is the Bala Maisa, because he's B'makom Bailam Koy, through the concept of Shlichus, he's the Bala Maisa, so then, of course, he can use his own money. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? Dr. Ritva, it must be, we're talking about a situation where he didn't make the third party into a Shliach. If he didn't make the third party into a Shliach, then I can hear a Chiddush. That the Nesina of a third party is viewed as like the Nesina of the Baal. Yeah, that's a pretty big Chiddush. It's such a big Chiddush that we're going to have to discuss it. It's not so posh, but that's true. But I can hear such a chiddush if there's no shlichus. But if there is a shlichus, Zokter Ritva, then there is no chiddush. But the chiddush that we can use the shliach's money, of course we can use the shliach's money. Shlichus tells me that it's as if the shliach is doing the maisa. The shliach is not doing the maisa at all. That's what Yoni was saying yesterday, remember? Right? If the shliach is the bala maisa, of course we can use his money. What, that's a chiddush? It's not a chiddush bichlal, Zokter Ritva. It must be that the din of Evet Knaini teaches me that even if there's no shlichus, even if there's no shlichas, the nesina of the third party is like the nesina of the Baal. And that's why it can work for Kiddushin. The Ritva feels compelled to suggest his new pshat, which is taka, a very big chiddush, that the nesina of the third party is like the nesina of the Baal. He has to suggest that because he feels that if you'll tell me that there is a shlichas over here, then the taka is no chiddush that the shliach can use his own money. Because since he's the Baal HaMaisa, since shliach b'makom b'ayilim koi, if he's the Baal HaMaisa, then it makes sense that he should be able to use his own kesef. Because the rule always is the Baal HaMaisa has to provide the kesef. So here he is the Baal HaMaisa, because shlichas tells me that the shliach is the Baal HaMaisa. This is one approach. Yes?
Does the Rashi hold that Rashi disagrees with the Ritva, or just that the Ritva disagrees with Rashi?
The Ritva disagrees with Rashi.
So Rashi could say,
Rashi could say like the Ritva, but again, according to Rashi, if he says like the Ritva, if he gives the understanding of Shlichus like the Ritva, so is there a Chiddush according to Rashi? If Rashi held that Shliach Makom Bailam Koy, So what's the chiddush that the kesef can come shliach? Right? If he's the balamai, so what's the chiddush? So it's likely that they're arguing min hakotze lakotze, but it's more that the Ritva can't learn that Eved Kenani is working with shlichus.
Correct, and then the Shlaim hold that Rashi says even when he's not, when he did the
Mechon
as a
shliach. Right, so that chiddush is so great that it's much more logical to say that Rashi disagrees with that chiddush. It's better for Rashi to say that he disagrees with that chiddush. The Ritva was compelled, he was forced into a position because of his perception of shlichus. So it's better to say that Rashi argues with the Ritva's Chiddush, to say that a Nesina of a third party is viewed as a Nesina of the Baal, even without a Shlichus, that's a tremendous Chiddush. Right? Without any relationship created by the Mishaleach, by a Mishaleach, by a Baal, the Nesina of the third party counts for the Baal? That's a tremendous Chiddush. So we would like to avoid that Chiddush. The Ritva can't avoid that Chiddush because his perception of Shlichus pushed him into it. But to say that Rashi denies the Chiddush of the Ritva, yeah, that's... It's very logical because the chiddush of the Ritva is so extreme. So it's probably better to say that they're arguing only about shlichus, and Rashi would say, I disagree with the Ritva's chiddush. I would say that a nesina of a third party can't count as a nesina of the Baal. But here there's a shlichus, and that's why the act of the shliach is going to relate to the mishaleach, and it's going to create the kiddush. Yaakov, you had something?
Yeah, couldn't you just say the fact that the reason Rashi said shlichus is because Mashmasa Gemara is just Kodesh on the spot, and now when he comes back, it says Hari Abi Kodesh Eliyahu. So he wants to say.
He's saying that's what forced Rashi's hand. That's what you want to suggest.
Yeah.
It's more. It's a technical point in the Gemara. That's what forced Rashi's hand. Okay, I hear. Others want to suggest that there's a different pshat in the Ritva. A simple pshat. They don't have to be arguing about shlichus. Maybe the Ritva agrees with Rashi. But shlichus is not the expansive pshat of the Rambam that the Ktzos off is. But rather, shlichus means that the Maisa relates back to the Mishaleach. Yeah, Taka. So why did the Ritva learn like Rashi? Why did he have to come on to his special halacha that the Nesina of one, the Nesina of the third party, is the Nesina of the Baal? Well, what kind of a strange notion is that? So the simple pshat in the Ritva is that the Ritva holds that the fact that I don't need kesef of the Kona, that's not a chiddush bichlal. What did Rashi say? That the din of Eved Kenani teaches me a chiddush in all of Kinyan Kesef and Kol HaTorah Kula. That as long as the makne is mekabel kesef, that can create a Kinyan Kesef, even if the nosa, even if the kona is not actually giving the kesef. A third party is giving the kesef. Eved Kenani teaches me a chiddush in Kinyan Kesef everywhere. Right? By Kiddushin and by Mekach HaMemker, everywhere that the Machna has to be Mekabel Kesef, but the Kona doesn't have to give Kesef. The Ritva might say, I don't need Eved Kenani to teach me this Chiddush. Misvara, I would know the same thing. What's the simple pshat in the Ritva? Misvara, I would know that the Kona doesn't have to provide the Kesef for a Kinyan Kesef. Why? Misvara? But he's the one who's acquiring the item, so why doesn't he have to provide the Kesef? What's a Kinyan Kesef? It's a tfuga, right? Because the makna receives something, so therefore he's going to give up something. Why does the kohen have to provide the kesef? As long as the makna is mekabel shabbos, as long as he gets kesef, then he agrees to be makna in the field. Right? So even if a third party sets up the situation, right? Third party gives the kesef, and he says, I want you to be makna to Yenim. I want you to be makna to this individual. He's not giving you the kesef, I am. Zog the Ritva, misvara, the kohen doesn't have to give the kesef, because the key is the fact that the makna is mekabel kesef. The Radvaz says that it's a chiddush. I need Eved Kenani to teach me this halacha. I never would have thought this myself. The Ritva could say, I don't need Eved Kenani to teach me this halacha. Misvaro, why should the kona have to give kesef? As long as the makna is mekabel kesef, that should be enough for him to agree to be makna the metaltlim or the karka agav that kesef. I don't need a chiddush haTorah to teach me this din, that the kona doesn't have to give his own kesef. So if that's the case, then Taka, what is the chiddush? What is Eved Kenani teaching me according to the Ritva? If it's a svara pshuta, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that a nesina from a third party can be viewed as a nesina of someone else, even without a shlichus. That's Taka big chiddush. Meaning that the only way that I have a Kenyan Kesef is if there's some kind of a mice in the Sina here. Even if the Kesef doesn't have to belong to the Kona, because as long as the Makabel, as long as the Makna is Makabel Kesef, that's enough. But kinyan kesef has to involve a transfer. There has to be some kind of an act. It's not a kinyan bedas. It's not a kinyan bedibra alone. There has to be some kind of an act. Where's the act? There has to be a mice and a sina. Without a mice and a sina, how does the act of Kabbalah Sakesef work? What, if the Machna picks up Kesef from the ground, that's called a Kinyan Kesef? So he was Makabal Kesef. But so what? There has to be a mice and a sina. Where's the mice and a sina? Without a mice and a sina, there can't be a Kinyan Kesef. There has to be a mice a Kinyan. Comes the din of Eved Kanani and teaches me that a sina of a third party can count as a sina for the Konah. Right, that even though the Kohen is not the one who's giving the Kesef, that's not a problem. As long as it's in a scene of a third party, that can count as in a scene of the Kohen. But the whole Chiddush of the Torah is that the Nesina of the third party can count as the Nesina of the Kohen. The fact that the Kesef doesn't have to be the Kesef of the Kohen, Zokta Ritva, that's a Svarab Shut. That's a Svarab Shut. I don't need a Chiddush HaTorah to teach me that. I need a Chiddush HaTorah to teach me that there is a Nesina over here, that the Nesina of the third party can count. Without a Nesina, the Machna might be getting Kesef, but there's no Maisa Kinyan. Eved Kanani teaches me that even if a third party is doing that Nesina, not the Eved himself, that counts as a Maisa Kinyan. And that's what the Ritva says is the Chiddush of it. Yaakov.
Yesterday in Rashi, we had said that was the Chiddush from Eved Kanani. What we just said was a Svara for the Ritva.
Right.
Right. So surely we have to have a sheet of the things that the acres from the Kohen's perspective. The problem is we keep going on the same side. I don't think everyone across all Shas thinks, if you have any sheet that says that, why specifically Eved Kanani? Maybe this case of Isha, the Machna matters, but why are we applying that to all Shas?
Because that's what the Gemara in Daf Zayin and Kiddushin says. The Chayim le'inyan Mamona. The Gemara in Kiddushin said that this applies to the Mamonas. So that's
going back to every sugya we discussed this year. It's always about, because we said this focus earlier about whether it's from the Machna's perspective or the Kohen's perspective.
Right.
So it's apparently clear.
We've always said this before.
Have we
ever said that without the Baal giving Shavius there can't be a Kiddush? Have we ever said that?
We brought up the premise of her gaining without the Baal losing. Way back when. Kelly, you want to help me out?
Her gaining without the Baal losing. No, we did talk about the Baal giving her something new and the Baal being motzi that item from his rishus completely. That's just because we don't view something as an asina unless the person who's giving it is giving it up. But who's the person who does that asina? Is it the Baal or can it be a third person? Comes the Gemara in Daf Zayin and it says it can be a third person. So the third person has to give her something new and he has to give it up from his rishus. But it doesn't have to be the Baal who's giving that up.
So by the Gemara saying Bechein Le'in Ramona, how would the Ritva respond to that? Ritva would say it's intuitive. Or he would say, the Chiddush.
Ritva would say the Chiddush that a Nesina of a third party can count as the Nesina of the Kona, and that's viewed as a Maisa Kinyan, that applies to Mamonis.
But everybody holds it's a Chiddush in the Machna receiving.
I think so. That's Daf Zayin. Right? I think so. That's Daf Zayin and Kiddush. Yes.
Is there any when it comes to Shiklis for Kiddushin that would exclude a
Chata or a Shota Shalia? Sure. Any case of Shlichus. If you want to create a Shlichus.
Now that we're saying it really doesn't matter about the Messina, it matters in her perspective of gaining a Cholos of a Kinyan. Why should it matter how it gets to her?
Just one second. If a Mishaleach gives money to a Chatan, it says, I want you to be Mekadosh and Isha for me. Does that work? No, because the Messina of a Chatan is not a Messina, right? Is it a Messina? You're saying the woman is receiving Kesef, so why shouldn't it be a Messina? If the woman is receiving Kesef, why do I care that the Katan is the one who's giving the Kesef? Is the Messina's Katan considered a Messina? I think not. The Pasuk says V'chi Yitain Ish. It talks about it in the context of Shavuos. So the Gemara in Shavuos says that there are no Shavuos if the Bailin is a katan, right? If the katan was the one who gave the pikadon to someone else, then there's no chiyuv shvua for such a pikadon. You see that in the sina of a katan is lav klumpum. So it doesn't make any sense that the shlichus, that the katan can be a shliach, right? Even if you said that you don't need shlichus to create kiddushin, the fact is the sina of a katan is not considered a sina. It's not going to work. What you might be asking is, can a guy do a sina? Oh, we're going to get to a guy in a moment. Okay, but a katan lachar is not going to work. She received money. Yeah, she did receive money. But who is Makadisha? Who did the Maisa Kiddushin? The Katan?
Well, we said, I don't know, it could be a not me. Yeah, I'm saying the Maisa is really coming from the Baal.
Okay, let's back up a second. According to the Ritva, who's doing the Kiddushin here? Who's doing the Kiddushin? the Baal is doing the kiddushin. This third party says, hey, lechmonav hiskachi leploni, but that's not the kiddushin. That's just the nesina. And the Kanani teaches me that the nesina of this third party can count for the Baal, but the Baal has to do the kiddushin. Right? The giving, the nesinas hakesev, that doesn't have to be done by the Baal. That can be done by a third party. But the kiddushin itself has to be done by the Baal. That's why I need a different, I need a separate amira after she gets the kesef. So plugging that back into your case with the katan, if the Baal doesn't do an amira, the katan can't do an amira for him. Right? So if there's a din of shlichus, then the shliach can do the amira for the Baal. But by katan, since there's no shlichus, it's not going to work anyway. So in the case of a guy, even if the nesina of a guy is considered nesina, it's still not going to work for kiddushin unless the Baal has an amira after the nesina of the guy.
So in this case where the Baal does come back and say that would be fine.
Exactly, right? That's exactly the point. That is exactly the point. Yes?
Isn't it a problem that the nesina is not having a shas kiddushin? Nesina happened and then the Baal comes up to her.
The nesina, it's almost like a nesina latnai. That there is a nesina that's going to work for kiddushin as long as the Baal now does the kiddushin.
Not considered shas kiddushin?
No. I think we spoke about that. I do not think the mafresh is going to be mekudeshes from the time of the nesina. It's from the time of the amira of the Baal that she'll be mekudeshes. Do you have any raya to say fakir? Any raya to say that mishas nesina there'll be kiddushin? I think not. I think it has to be at the time that the Baal tells her that she'll be mekudeshes. That it's the amira of the Baal that creates the kiddushin with the nesina that was done previously. So it's set into motion, but it's not going to be completed until the Baal's Amira, the Chora. What is the halacha of the Ritva? That Eved Kanani teaches me that a nesina of a third party can count as the nesina for Kiddushin? As long as you have an Amira, as long as the Baal later is going to do the Kiddushin, nesina of a third party can count without a shlichus? What kind of range din is that? So some of the Achronim address this issue. Kila Achayat. They talk about the following case. Let's say the third party is a guy. That's what you mentioned, Akiva. Let's say the third party is a guy. The person who tells this, makes this statement to the woman, is a guy. So she accepts the kesef. And then the Baal says, Hareyat mekudeshesli, the kesef zu, b'hanoa zu, that you were makabel from ploni, from the guy. Does that work? Eved kanani? Does that work? Is the nesina of the guy going to be considered a nesina for kiddushin or not? Reb Chaim assumes not. Reb Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Malva Velova assumes that the goy cannot be the third party. You have to have a Jew. Why? Well, we know that a goy is not a bar shlichus. Reb Chaim says, "Kein tarimu gam atem chumas Hashem." We know that you can be torim through a shliach. But it has to be gam atem, ma atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. A shliach has to be a ben bris, has to be Yisro. So a goy can't be a shliach. So after Chaim, if a goy can't be a shliach, then the din of Eved Kanani that the nesina of a third party counts as the nesina of the kone, doesn't apply to a goy either. The goy can't be that third party. What does one have to do with the other? The goy can't be a shliach, but here there is no shlichus. You're just saying that the nesina of the third party is a nesina of the kone. There is no shlichus. If there is no shlichus, why can't the guy count? Chaim says, no, the guy can't count. Why? See, it's a very interesting formulation. So if you have the packet, turn to page 8, please. Achei nir is up with Chaim. The kevel yesodim evet knayni halo nemar be'etzim nesina samos. The nesina sosheze nechshavos of rechavero. The din of evet knayni is that the nesina samos of one of the third party can count for his friend. Ken gabi nochri the imit midin shlichus uzachia memela the lesse gam bedin evet kenaini. If a guy is nismai from the din of zachia and shlichus, then he's nismai from the din of evet kenaini as well. Then he the din evet kenaini ain't no din shlichus uzachia gemura. The din of evet kenaini is not a real din shlichus. It's just this din that nesinas acher is choshev kinesina also. V'hugzeres hakosu v'din b'fnei atzmo. The kamokom near the kaven the ikur dino shetehin nesinas chavera chashuva nitenes avuro who mechalos dina shlichus uzachia b'chol shu lav bar shlichus uzachia lav bar din evet knainihu. The gabinochi the imit midin shlichus uzachia mikra datem shapet lese bedin evet knaini. What in the world is Reb Chaim saying? Evet knaini is not a din shlichus uzachia, but it creates a relationship between a third party and the kohen. Connection. What one does for the other counts. So even though it's not really a din of shlichus or zechiah, it's still subject to the limitations of shlichus and zechiah. Tremendous chiddush. Eved Kenani is not a din of shlichus or zechiah mamish. It's not a shlichus. It's a new halacha. Chiddush din. That a nesina of a third party, nesina for the Eved counts as if the Eved gave something to the other. Nesina of a third party counts for the Kona. It's as if the Kona gave something. Yeah, but that means that you're relating the third party back to the Kona. So even though it's not really a din of shlichus, it's not a real din of zechiah, but because you're relating the action of one person to another, it's a quasi-din of shlichus. So it's subject to the limitations of shlichus. So if you find that when it comes to shlichus, the guy can't count, Eved Kenani also doesn't apply to a god. Can't apply to a god because it's also a halacha that relates, that connects people together. So he assumes that a god can't be the third party. Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch disagrees. Kiveger says that, he's talking about Mecha Chomemke, he says if the god gives money to a balakarka, right, to someone, to a makna, right, to someone who owns karka, and he says this money is given on behalf of a kona, right? Reuven gives money to Shimon, and he says, "I want you to be makna the karka to Levi." Kivega says, if John gives money to Shimon and says, "I want you to be makna the karka on behalf of Levi," if the third party is a goy, that's not going to work. If he's a goy, it's not going to work. Heilech mana v'yis sodcha mocher leploni. Shulchan Aruch says, "Kevin shekibul zemimenu nikna hasade laosaploni, right? Midin eved knaini nikna hasade laosaploni." Doctor Kiveger, the afim hu akum. They say it's not going to work by akum. No. He says it does work by akum. The Chaim says it doesn't work by akum. Kiveger says it does work even if he's an akum. Afim hu akum. Even if the third party is a goy, it's still going to work. Still going to work. Why should it work? What do you think? What's the simple pshat? Why should it work even if the third party is a guy? What's the simple pshat? Because Eved Kenani is not shlichus. It's a different halacha. That's what I would have said. Eved Kenani is not shlichus. It's a different halacha that the nesina of the third party can count as the nesina of the kohen. So it's not shlichus. It goes by a different name. So if it goes by a different name, why is it subject to the limitations of shlichus? Atem gam atem is a limitation by shlichus. So a goy is nismayed from shlichus. Eved Kenani is not shlichus, so a goy is not nismayed. There's no gzeres hakosa that he should be nismayed, so he's not nismayed. That's what I would have said. Kiveger doesn't seem to say that. He has a different pshat. Be'afim hu akum, lo be'inan shemocher hu b'shvil ploni. I think that's a mistake. I think it should say lo be'inan shekoneh hu b'shvil ploni. The goy doesn't have to be kona on behalf of the other individual. What's he saying? He doesn't have to be kona on behalf of the kona. He's not a shliach of the kona. There's no need for him to acquire the karka on behalf of the kona. What has to be done over here? The makna has to get money. That's it. The makna has to be mekabel kesef. That's all we need over here. Do we need a nesina? Do we need a nesinas kesef? Is that really necessary? By Mecha Chumemker, is it really necessary that we need a Nesina's Kesef? Maybe by Kiddushin I need a Nesina, but by Mecha Chumemker, do I really need a Nesina? The name of Be'en Shlichus La'akum? Ela de'al yidei kabola samos makna lei la'akum? The person is makna the field. I'm not even sure what he means by he's makna the field to the goy. The person is makna the field if he gets Kesef. All you need is a Kabbalah's Kesef on the part of the makna. I don't need to say that the nesina of the third party is like a nesina of the kona. Is it really necessary to say that? So I really need to say, the key is that the makna is getting money. As long as the makna is getting money, l'chora, he should be able to be makna's field. What's he saying? You could have said that the goy can be a third party, because even if the din of Eved Kenani teaches me that the nesina of the third party is viewed as a nesina of a kona, you could have said that this kind of nesina is not a shlichus, so a guy is not nismayed from this halacha. That's what you could have said. Kiveger seems to be saying, no. Who says the Ritva is right to begin with? That Eved Kenani teaches me that the nesina of the third party is like the nesina of a kona. Who says? Maybe the whole chiddush is that I don't need the kesef of the kona in order to create a kinyan kesef. As long as the makne is makabel kesef, maybe that's sufficient. Like whom? Like whom? Rashi! Who says the ritva is right? Eved Kenani doesn't have to teach me that the nesina of a third party is like the nesina of the kona. Maybe that's taka not true. Maybe the whole halacha is that as long as the makne is makabel kesef, that can produce a kinyan kesef. So even if the kesef doesn't come from the kona, it's not a problem as long as the makne is makabel kesef. So even if the third party is a goy, so what? As long as the makabel, as long as the makne, the owner of the karka, received kesef, that should be sufficient for him to be able to be makne the field to the kona. Yes.
Maybe
it's a guy, or
the third guy is a
guy, or
the guy you're
being mocked in the field too. Okay, let's see it again. Let's see the rush. The Afim Hu'akum. Let's back up. Heilich mona v'yasabcha mochel aploni, kevet shekibol ze mona mikna hasode la'oso ploni. Aha. Kivega says liploni. He does not say liosoploni. Liploni. Mechor liploni. Ziyasalka mechor liploni. Ah, it's the same person.
Mm-hmm. So the last
line of the
field is
makhar le'ilah. Right. Afim hu'akon. Lo'binat shemochahu b'shvil ploni. I'm not sure it changes anything we said. I think the same shaila applies whether the kona is a guy or the third party is a guy. Because again, if we're working through a shlichus type of mechanism, if the nesina of the third party is like the nesina of the kona, so and if that means that a guy is nesmaid from that nesina, so whether the kona is the guy or the third party is the guy, there's going to be a problem over here. Either way, I think Yitaka right. I think he's referring to the kona being a guy. But the same would be true if the third party is a guy. Because the point is, if the key is that the makna is makabel kesef, so it doesn't matter. Right? It doesn't matter. It's not that there's a shlichus between the kona and the third party. It's not that the nesina of the third party to the makna is like a shlichus on behalf of the kona. If it were a shlichus on behalf of the kona, since there's no shlichus by a guy, so then it wouldn't work. Either way, either if the kona is the guy or if the third party is the guy, the same shaila exists. Reb Chaim would say it wouldn't work either way, right? Either if the kona is the guy or if the third party is the guy, because he understands that this is seen as like a shlichus, even though it's not real shlichus. It's like a shlichus, the relationship between the two. So a guy is nesmaid. Kivega says no. Either because this nesina is a different halacha, it's not shlichus, or as he says, it's not the key is not nesina. The key is that I don't care about the kesef being shel hakona. The point is that the makabel, that the makna is going to actually be makabel kesef. As long as makabel kesef, I don't care where that kesef is coming from. So therefore, even if it comes from a goy, or even if you're being makna to a goy, it's not a problem because there is no shlichus. There's no relationship between the kona and the third party. Okay. The final point in the sugya is the Rambam. Let's pedal back to the Rambam. We mentioned a little bit yesterday, but we didn't finish the job. We pointed out that the Rashba quotes the Rambam, seems to say something similar to the Ritva. The Ritva says that Eved Kenani is not referring to a case of shlichus, but rather that there's a third party giving mos to the woman, and then the actual person who's doing the kiddushin is the Baal. There's an amira later. There's an amira later. That's what the Ritva said. But But the lashon of the Ritva was Kevin Dechain, Sarak Shosa Ploni, Yoma Lahari Makadeshli, Bekesiv Shinasan La Ploni Shetiskat Shili. You should be Makudeshis to me with the Kesiv. Comes the Rambam and he introduces a different word. Hano. Right? The Rambam introduces the Hano issue. Let's read the Rambam through the prism of the Rashba. Okay? Rambam Pirsha Lazuk on Shechoze Mishneskachlov Amala Harem Avedeshli Bahanazu Habol Lech Bigloli. Eini Yodea Midochko Alze, says the Rashba. It's not Kedine Beknani Mamish. So we don't know what the Kasha was. Is the Kasha that the Rashba is asking that, why does the Rambam have to introduce that that the Baal's Makadisha once again, that he has an Amira? Maybe we could just learn like Rashi, that we're talking about the days of Shlichos here. The Makne felt that the Rashba's Kasha was, why mention Hano? Why does the Rambam have to mention Hano? The Rambam is so focused on Hano. Why didn't he say that the Kiddushin is occurring at some Hadamin with the Kesef itself, like the Lashon of the Ritva? The Rambam introduces Hano. What's the purpose of the Hano? So I think in light of what we've been discussing, perhaps we have an answer for that. Again, what is the Chiddush according to the Ritva? Eved Knani is teaching me that the Nesina of a third party can be treated as the Nesina of the Baal. Maybe the Rambam was troubled with that. The Rambam... Okay, Nochama, let's back up a second. Rashi holds that the din of Eved Knani teaches me that you don't need Kesef Shalakon. That's Rashi's Chiddush. The Ritva says that couldn't be the Chiddush because that's a Svar Pshuta, Yaakov, right? That's a Svar Pshuta. So what is the Chiddush? That a Nesina of a third party can be viewed as a Nesina of the Kohen. That's the Ritva's Chiddush. The Rambam would say that's too much of a Chiddush. I agree with you that the fact that we don't need Kesef Shel HaKohen, that's a Svar Pshuta. But that Eved Kenani teaches me that the Nesina of a third party is like the Nesina of a Kohen? Without Shlichus, how can that be? There can be a Nesina of one individual that's going to count as a Nesina of another without Shlichus, without a relationship being struck between the two of them? How can that be? Eved Knani must be teaching me something else, Zok the Rambam. What is it teaching me? Eved Knani must be teaching me that even if the Baal didn't actually give the Kesef, as long as the Kesef is given on behalf of the Baal, as long as the woman is Nenes Machmas HaBaal, it's as if she was Mekabel Hano'a Mei Habal. That's what Eved Knani is teaching. If a third party gave money to the Isha, and now she gets Hano'a, why did she get Hano'a? What was the purpose of giving that money? This third party gave money. What, Stam and the Velterein, they gave money? What's the idea? The third party is giving money so that she should be Mekudeshes to Yenim. She should be Mekudeshes to the Baal. The third party is giving money to the Isha on behalf of the Baal. Eved Knani teaches me that if money is given on behalf of the Baal, if Hanoah comes to the woman on behalf of the Baal, it's as if she received something from the Baal. What did she receive? She didn't receive the Kesef. There was no Shlichus. There's no Shlichus here. So the Kesef came from the third party to the woman. She didn't receive the Kesef. What did she receive? From the Baal. Because that Kesef was given on behalf of the Baal, it's as if she was Nena from the Baal. It's as if the Baal gave her Hanoah that she did receive from the Baal, but not directly from the Baal, because the Kesef was given on behalf of the Baal, even though she didn't actually get the Kesef from the Baal. We can't say that he gave her Kesef, but he did give her Hanoah, right? Because that Hanoah was given to her Machmas HaBaal. So any Hanoah that's given, Machmas HaBaal, it's as if she received Hanoah Mei HaBaal. Maybe that's taka why the Rambam had to add this idea of Hanoah. Because he felt the Ritva's Chiddush is too much of a Chiddush to say that the Nesina of a third party is as if there's a Nesina from the Kona to the Makna. Right? If the third party has a Nesina Kesef to the Makna, it's as if the Kona did the Nesina to the Makna. That's very difficult. If there's no Shlichus, how can that be? But one thing I can tell you is that if the third party gave something to the woman on behalf of the Baal, then she's Nena Machmas HaBaal. There's no question about that. She's Nena Machmas HaBaal. So she's Nena Machmas HaBaal. The Baal can now come around and be Mekadosh with that Hanoah. He didn't give her that Hanoah actively, but if she was Nene Machmaso, Al Pidin, we treat it as though he was Mahaneh her. And if he was Mahaneh her, then he could be Mekadosh with that Hanoah. So that's why the Rambam had to come on to Hanoah. It's not enough for him. It's not clear that the Rashba is asking that kasha against the Rambam, right? But whether it's a kasha or not, whether it's the Rashba's kasha or not, it's still a kasha on the Rambam. Why does he have to come on to Hana? The answer is because if there's no Hana, then what is the Baal giving the woman? The third party is giving her something, but what's the Baal giving her? Kamash Malon, that if she's receiving Hana, Machmas the Baal, we treat it as if she received Hana from the Baal. And then the Baal can be Mekadosh with that Hana. Question, yes?
So why, according to Rambam, does there need to be both an Amira by both parties?
The Amira by the third party is just setting it up. The Amira by the third party is just saying who the third party wants the Kiddushin to be Chal for. But the actual Mekadosh, both according to the Ritva and the Rambam, is the Baal. He's the Mekadosh. That's why he needs a Dibur. The question is, how is he being Mekadosher? Is he being Mekadosher with the Nesina of the third party? Is he co-opting that Nesina? And he's able to do that? Or no, he's being Mekadosher with the Hana that she received from him. What Hana did she receive? The Hana that she received because of him is like a Hana that she received from him.
Gemara seems pretty explicit that the mirror has to be on the part of the third party. Yet the Ritva seems to say the Ritva changing the...
There's no question that there has to be an Amir from the third party, because if not, we don't understand why he's giving his money. If a third party gives money to the woman and he doesn't say anything, and then the Baal says, you know what? That money that that third party gave you, I would like to be Mekadosh with that money. That's Madna. Maybe the third party gave money to the woman to watch for him. Right? He gave it as a Bikavon, as a Halva, could give it for anything. So he has to identify why he's giving his money. But that's not the Dibur of Kiddushin. I think it's obvious that the third party has to say something, because if not, he stopped giving up his money? He has to explain why he's giving his money, but now the Baal is able to use that for Kedusha. So is he using it because he's turning the Nesina of the third party into his Nesina? Or is he using that because since the woman is Nene Machmaso, it's as if she's Nene from him? Isaac.
Can we now say that the Rambam holds like a Rikiv Eger, and that even a Goy to be able to take part? Now, Shlichut isn't even relevant in our conversation.
Correct. That could very well be. Right. According to the Rambam, what would emerge is that even a Goy could do it. Because the key is that she's Nene from the Baal. Right? Nene Machmas HaBaal. So even if she's Nene Machmas HaBaal, because the Goy gave the money, that shouldn't be a problem. Right? That's a good horror. Excellent. Yes. But the truth is, Isaac, you could even learn like the Ritva and still hold that a Goy can do it. Right? You can learn like the Ritva that Eved Kenayi teaches me that the Nesina of a third party is like the Nesina of the Baal, and the Goy could still be the third party. Why? Because who says this is like a Din Shlichus? Reb Chaim fooled you into thinking that if you hold like the Ritva, that Eved Kenayi teaches me the Nesina of the third party is like the Nesina of the Kone, so that it can't work by Goy. It's like a Shlichus type of halacha. But who says? Yeah?
I mean, I just respond to that. Reb Chaim uses very similar language to the Ritva. Right.
Correct.
Correct.
But you don't have to learn the Ritva that way. It's Reb Chaim's read of the Ritva. Right? That's what I said. You don't have to learn him like that. And of course, you don't have to go like the Ritva B'chol. You could learn like Rashi, that the Kabbalah is sufficient. Kabbalah Samos is sufficient. We're not linking the Nesin of the third party. But even like the Ritva, you don't have to say that it's a Shlichus type halacha. You could say it's completely divorced from Shlichus. Right? It's completely separate from Shlichus. And then even a guy can do it. But Lechor, according to the Rambam, Zichr, according to the Rambam, certainly a Goy can be the third party, because it's not the Nesina that's creating the Kedushin, it's the Hana that the Baal is giving her because she's receiving Hana Machmas the Baal, so we treat it as if the Baal is actually giving her Hana. Zach?
The Rambam is actually concerned about Matina Zabal here, that we need to try and say that the Hana is coming from the Baal, but he is giving the Nesina. Does that not mean that...
He's not doing a Nesina. There's no Nesina here, but there's a Hana that she's getting. It's not the Nesina Sakesa. It's not the physical transfer of money.
It stems from... sorry, the Rambam's trying to make it as if because he's talking about Hana, it still needs to stem from the Baal.
Correct.
So does that not mean that we could say he is something like what Reb Chaim explained, in the sense that he's not just focusing on the Machne, he is also focusing on the Kone. And thus, it might be problematic if the Kone was a non-Jew.
Where do you see that? As long as the Baal is giving her hanah, that should
not
be sufficient.
It's not just that. It's not just that she is receiving something, but it's also that it has to stem from the Baal.
But it does stem from the Baal, because since the third party is giving it machmas habal, he's giving it on behalf of the Baal, we treat it as if the Baal gave her hanah. That's not because there's a relationship between the third party and the Baal. It's just the third party gave it on behalf of the Baal, right? For that intention.
Well, according to the Rambam, we also said that the guf is almost the same thing. So, you know.
Let's not mix. This is too fancy already for me. Yes, Elias.
You were saying to the Rambam now, are you being mekadesh for something that's already hers? Yesterday we wanted to say, repeat the ritzvah.
It's mitla tali v'koi. It's held in abeyance until the Baal actually has a deeper kiddushin.
So
it's given the shame kiddushin. She doesn't really have this hanah until the Baal decides to use that hanah.
So
and if he doesn't use it, then Shitaka would have to give it back to the third party.
But the Rambam uses the lashon matana. I'm going back. I mean, I only realize it now. You can't say he's giving it out until tonight because he says bin matana. It is hers.
Okay, let's open up a Rambam. I'm chatting Rambam, no problem. Just a second. Which halach is this? Chaf Aleph? Chaf Beis. Amalah halach din azeb matana v'hiskachi l'ploni v'kitcha osa ploni v'amalah harem l'kadesh li b'hanazu haba leich b'gulali harezim l'kadeshes. Halach din azeb matana v'hiskachi l'ploni. He just calls it a matana because he's not benefiting from this. So it's a matana vis-a-vis him. But he's not giving it the matana. It's v'hiskachi l'ploni.
We're still saying
it's tonight. It's mitla toli v'koi that the Baal has to want to be mekadesh. If not, then the whole thing is batal and he'll take it back. Ah, you think he's giving it the matana that even if the Baal doesn't want to do kiddushin, she should still keep it? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's giving it matana in order that there should be a kiddushin. It's mistaba to say if the Baal refuses to do the kiddushin, then it's not going to be chal, and the money will go back to the third party. Okay, let's start.